from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
I want to address something very quickly. It is this. Since the Clemson loss to Georgia, it has gotten to the point where I am getting a little bit frustrated. And I'm getting frustrated with the, I'm going to use the word criticism, and I think that's probably the right word. But the criticism of Clemson and Dabo Swinney, and I'll tell you why. And it's a weird thing because it's going to sound like a defense out front and then turn around and sound like I'm on the offensive. And that is because that's exactly what's happening. That's why. I have listened to, I don't know how many college football radio shows and watched, I don't know how many college football television shows and reviews and recaps from week one. And it's the same take on every show. Oh, this is a result of Dabo not working the transfer portal. This is a result of Dabo Swinney not adapting to modern day college football. And I do want to be very clear. That's absolutely a part of it. Okay? That's absolutely a part of it. Is it the only part of it? No, it's not. It's not the only part of it. But it is absolutely a part of it. And anyone who says anything to the contrary is just incorrect. It is a lack of addressing a lack of depth via the portal. It is a lack of filling one-year needs via the portal. And these are things that I don't think that you can get away without doing in modern era college football. But that's not the only thing, right? Like, there's more to it that has to be pointed out. There's more to it that has to be talked about. And this is where the switch goes from sounding like I'm on the defense to sounding like I'm on the offense. And the reason is, again, that's because I am. I think saying those things are fine. Yes. I think Dabo is going to have to get over the loyalty thing. They made an effort during the broadcast of Clemson and Georgia this past Saturday afternoon. They made an effort of building a whole graphic to point out that since the transfer portal opened, Clemson has zero starts made by transfers in. Not a one. Since the beginning of the portal era, Clemson has had zero starts made by transfers in. I think it is fair to say, to point out, that the philosophy is not working. Now, let me go back on the defensive for a minute here. I do want to point out that while it was a butt-whooping of a loss, it certainly was, I also want to point out that the overwhelming majority of teams that that Georgia is going to play during this season are going to take butt whoopings from Georgia, because Georgia is, and I've done the research on this, really good at football. Kirby Smart's done a real good job, all right? And in fact, some teams are probably going to catch it worse than Clemson did, because you'll remember, Georgia came into this game without their top two running backs, Roderick Robertson and Travis Etienne. So they're going to be even better on the run than they were. I feel awful for Tennessee Tech this weekend. They're going to lose by 70 plus. They're going to get mauled and manhandled. Georgia might be running their backups for XP by the second half of this game. I think Kentucky is going to catch a similar beatdown to the one that Georgia took. I think Mississippi State is going to take a beatdown similar to the one Clemson took. I think Florida might catch a worse beatdown because Georgia probably won't, pardon the expression, call off the dogs when they play Florida. Poor UMass at the end of the year. UMass is their warm-up game before rivalry weekend against Georgia Tech. And I think, frankly, as good as I think Tech is this year, I don't even think Georgia Tech, which might have the best offensive and defensive lines in the ACC this year. No, that's not a joke. I tried to tell you that before the season started. They're probably going to take a similar whooping. All right. Most teams that play Georgia are going to be beat like or worse than Clemson got beat. That's why I said going into this game. The question mark was not, will Clemson win? The answer is no, they're not going to. The question mark is, will they compete? Will they be competent? Will they be confident in the way that they compete? And the answer was, no, they weren't. No, they weren't, and no, they didn't. But to say that that is exclusively because Clemson did not compete in the portal, that's the problem. And for the record, this is more a problem with the media than it is with Clemson. It's a media problem that it's got to be effectively a lazy take at this point to go, oh, well, if Dabo just used the portal, I got to tell you right now, would it matter? Would it help? Yeah, no, I definitely think it would. Would it have mattered in this game? I don't know. Because the criticisms that I have about this game run a hell of a lot deeper than just get a transfer guy in. Now, there are some spots I think that would be an immediate help. Here, let's play the Rob Brown Show Home Edition. After what we saw out of Cam Ward down at Miami, a transfer in, didn't even have a full offseason with his team. After what we saw out of Cam Ward down in Miami, quick question, Zoe. Take off the hater hat and put on just your as objective as possible football analyst hat. Would Clemson have been better with Cam Ward at quarterback in this game?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
although I will say, Cam is thriving in an offense that works for him. We don't know that he doesn't come into Clemson and have to play this offense. So I think the question is, can that quarterback or any other really good quarterback come in and play the Clemson way offense and make it a winning offense?
And there you have it, Lonzo. Unsurprisingly, because he does all the time, but Lonzo unsurprisingly just made a point that I have heard few to no big time college football talking heads make. It is, if you go back the last 2 weeks leading up to this game, there was something that I said, a quote that we got from Dabo a year and a half ago during the 2023 Clemson open house down in Pickens County. That kind of stuck with me, and it has stuck with me since that point in time. We were talking with Dabo Swinney at that open.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open house. It was an open media session. Mark Ryan and I were down there that day. Garrett Riley was making his first big rounds with the local media since he had been hired as the offensive coordinator for Clemson. And Dabo Swinney said, "We did not hire Garrett Riley to Clemson to run the Garrett Riley offense. We hired Garrett Riley for Garrett Riley to run the Clemson offense." It feels stale. It feels stale. It feels predictable. It feels kind of boring. It feels to me, great one, and this is my primary takeaway slash criticism slash concern. It feels to me that for a very long time, this offense worked, but it worked because you had Deshaun and Trevor and Taj and Kelly and the string of good quarterbacks. Two great quarterbacks, two hell, maybe generational quarterbacks that came through Clemson. And it feels like when you have generational quarterbacks, the offense worked. And when you don't have a generational quarterback, it doesn't. And that, does that not kind of feel not just correct, but like the biggest problem right now? It feels like you have a somewhat bland, somewhat boring, predictable offense that works great. When you have generational quarterbacks, and we've been spending so much time talking about the quarterback, let's also point out they also had some pretty damn good wide receivers coming through that program for a hot minute there.
And pretty good running backs
also. Pretty good running backs too.
I know you think Moffa's the guy, but back when they had those generational quarterbacks and great receivers, they also had a really good running game.
I don't disagree.
By the way, Clemson's defense is still good.
It is. Which is why, by the way, Georgia didn't pull away until late third quarter, right? They kept you in that game until late third quarter until they were just out of gas because Clemson had short possessions. The defense was because they were the 2023 Carolina Panthers. That defense looked real good until they were just out of steam because they got asked to do so much for such a long period of time. That's kind of how I felt about that game. So I do think that there are still great running backs. I think Will Shipley was very good. I think Phil Moffa's a guy. But much like Bryce Young in Carolina, I think because they are being asked to do so much in so many high-pressure situations, at the end of the day, Georgia was able to put extra guys in the box. And don't be shocked if Kentucky does the same thing from defensive play number one this Saturday. Just stack extra dudes in the box. Why? Because we're not afraid of anything outside of 7, 8, 9, 10 yards. We're just not. So to me, there's a couple of problems. Number one, the offense, again, predictable, bland, vanilla. It's the same offense it's been for years. There's very little in the way of tinkering, toying, changing, adapting. There's very little in the way of evolving that offense. It's just, there's nothing that makes you go, oh, what a wrinkle, right? And as a dude who's been there before, the word wrinkle carries a lot of weight when it comes to coaches. You got to put a wrinkle in the offense. I'm not saying you got to dramatically change it. I'm not saying you got to come out and all of a sudden next week Clemson's running a 5-wide shotgun air raid offense or a double wing I formation power and veer option offense. I'm saying run your offense, but start putting wrinkles, changes, differences in there that make defenses go, oh, we haven't seen that before. We better play more honestly because right now they're not. And then you talk about development. The entire offseason, we spent asking the question, will Cade look different? Will he look better? Will he look developed? Now, let's put it in the context of he was playing a real damn good defense. Georgia's defense is going to be one of the best in the country. They have and have had for a number of years now one of the best defensive lines annually in football. No quarterback is going to have an easy day when they take on the Georgia Bulldogs. I want to put it in that context, but my question mark is this, even knowing that it was in the face of that Georgia defense, one of the best in the game, a defensive line specifically, that will be one of the top 3, 4, 5 defensive lines in football this year. Here's my question. Did Cade look different than he did last year? Was there anything? I will ask the most homerific of you Clemson fans listening right now, and I know you're not because I know you're listening to somebody else, and that's okay. But those of you that are, I'll ask the most homerific of you. Was there anything in this game that you looked at and went, there's Cade, there's that 5-star, there's the next guy? Because I got to tell you, I didn't. I know I've kind of hammered it and ridden the dead horse that is that opening play from scrimmage where he hit Phil Moffa in the cleats on what would have been a first down. I'm not saying Phil would have scored. I don't think he would have. Because the defensive backs for Georgia are quick. But Phil Maffa catches that football. He's got 10, 12 yards. You put a punch to the throat on the opening play by picking up a one snap, one throw first down and moving, if not into, very close to Georgia territory right out of the gate. And there's a different vibe. Now Georgia's on their heels from snap one. Instead, Cade cleated Phil Maffa, and you end up with second and 10, and now you're playing behind the sticks a little bit. That's a problem. Was there anything at all, anything in this game at all, that you look and went, Cade's developed, Cade's better than last year? Because my answer is, Lonzo, not a thing.
I hate to say this. I think he looked worse.
I mean,
let's revisit this like four games from now.
And it's fair. It is fair to say, I'll make my determination after the next 2 weeks. It is fair to say I will make my determination after App State comes to the house. Because that's not a laydown football team. They're going to fight. They want another Michigan upset. And while coming into Clemson, I don't know how it compares to going into the Big House and beating Michigan, but it would absolutely be one App State would hang on for years.
Well, Michigan, if I recall, was ranked really high. So at least from that standpoint,
sure. it would be an AP top 25 win, though. On the road in a big-time stadium. That would be big. I'll tell you when I'll tell you. Week 5 after the NC State game. Because NC State, even though they didn't look great in week 1, NC State's defense is a bulldog offense, or defense too. They're going to attack you right out of the gate. So that's when I think we'll be able to know. But what I saw in week 1, nothing I loved. Texter said, the first play of the game, I went, yep, that's Cade. Yeah, same thing. Same thing. Texter said, something did change. His hair was a little longer. It was. And he's got great lettuce, by the way. He's got a great vibe.
And they didn't go to his strength that much. He didn't hand off as much as he used to.
Texter said, you guys just nailed everything about Clemson, and I've been listening to sports shows the past 3 days with dumbasses trying to explain it. You guys just nailed it. The offensive strategy has to change. John Dog says, Clemson just ran into a juggernaut. They'll be okay. And Texter said, hopefully the rest of Clemson's season doesn't end up like the 23 Panthers as well. Texter said, don't put Kelly Bryant in with those quarterbacks. I put Kelly Bryant more with those quarterbacks than I do Cade Klubnick.
You know, it's always bothered me when you put Kelly Bryant in there, but he's better than the last two guys probably.
Yeah, and so, that's kind of what I'm
learning. So, I mean, yeah, the more you say it, the more I'm like, yeah, okay.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.